UW Stout Chancellor Chuck Sorensen is pleased that the campuses are getting more control over their own internal issues like budgets and academic programs.
I think it's time. I've always argued that the strength of the system are the campuses. This is where the students are, programs are, faculty are, and this is where the responsibility lies, I think.
To cope with a $2.5 million cut in state aid, the UW system is cutting 51 staff positions and handing over some administrative responsibilities to chancellors. Sorensen says one big change is letting campuses approve new degree programs without system approval. UW Eau Claire Chancellor Brian Levin-Stankiewicz says tuition revenue is more important than ever, and being able to react to demands for new programs will help the bottom line.
The need for program approval on a more rapid scale is going to become more and more important to us as the revenues from those programs become a greater and greater share of the resources we have to simply operate the university.
Levin-Stankiewicz says another change that he's been advocating for years is the ability to move money around in his budget. State funds currently come in the form of silos or segregated funds that can't be moved from, say, utilities to construction projects.
What this should give us the ability to do is, if we can save money in one part of our budget, to use it where we're short money, maybe to hire additional faculty, maybe to start that new program.
Levin-Stankiewicz says the transition of powers from the system to campuses is already in effect, but those pertaining to budgets will take some time. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.